Maybe it was a blessing in disguise that my parents didn't read me tons of fairy tales when I was a child, that they didn't implant a right or wrong idea or fairy tale images of princes and princesses to grow into. Maybe it was better that I found the stories on my own. The stories that spoke to my soul. The ones that haunted me. That I carried from the classroom out into the wild. Overturning stones and metaphors. Discovering the wisdom in the more than human world for myself. Now, I'm not saying that children of all sizes shouldn't be read fairy tales, myths, and legends. On the contrary, I wish that in the before times, every child was gifted a magical scarlet box by their grandmother or aunt that contained precious stories, an enchanted library that could be listened to again and again. And that library wasn't for them just when they were children. It was a source of guidance and creativity that could be carried throughout their lives to help them navigate the adventures towards self-discovery, magic, and personal empowerment. The stories in this scarlet box are a tribute to our wild collective heritage. My attempt to bring to light the rich ancestral knowledge and profound intelligence embedded in fairy tales, myths, and legends that were passed down orally generation to generation and have come to my ears through various mentors, travels, and digging through esoteric sources. It would have been an obvious blessing to have someone in my family tell me stories, point me in the right direction. But the blessing in disguise was that once I found a story that captured me, I had to walk around with it for a while, take it on walks, dream with it, and find out if what my mentors said was true, that I am everyone in the story. Every character is me. I had to listen to some stories over and over for years to be able to welcome back parts of myself that I had exiled and that were now showing up in stories, showing me where I still had room to grow. You see, I was constantly chasing the happily ever after. And I viewed dark characters in the beginning as enemies or nemesises until I discovered that in my dark blind spots, there was power, understanding, and forgiveness waiting to be discovered. And sometimes that took the shape of an old, gnarly character in a story. That's the beauty and paradox of stories, that what seems like a simple black and white plot where the good guy and the bad guy are distinct, subconsciously or unconsciously, I could be any one of those characters on any given day. These stories are for you, regardless of gender or nationality. If you're looking for some wisdom on a feminine path, one that is both tender and strong, for the feminine is in all things that move. And it has a wisdom vitality that is both necessary and needed for the evolution of our planet. I will do my very best to honor and credit the people and cultures where these stories come from. However, so many story threads have been broken and rewoven that I ask forgiveness in advance for not being able to trace history all the way back to its original root without taking some artistic liberties to bring these stories back to life for you. May your adventurous spirit co-mingle with the soul spirits of these stories in this scarlet box and take you on adventures of self-knowing, self-empowerment, compassion, and kindness.